Governor Larry Hogan plans to let around 24 bills become law without his signature. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that during a news conference yesterday, Hogan characterized the General Assembly's decision to send the bills to him before signee die as political gamesmanship.
The slate of unsigned bills includes one linking the University of Maryland campus in College Park with the Baltimore campus. Another removes the governor's power to appoint members of the Baltimore City Liquor Board and turns it over to the mayor and city council president. And there's the package legislative leaders have pushed to revitalize Baltimore. In particular, Hogan called out two bills mandating multiple years of funding for programs he had already backed: demolition of vacant houses in Baltimore and aid for Prince George's Medical Center.
Unfortunately, some people chose political grandstanding over real bipartisan solutions. Neither of these bills actually accomplishes anything, and they are not worth signing nor vetoing.
But House Speaker Michael Bush said Hogan was likely motivated by the knowledge that legislators could override any vetoes.
And I think the fact that he let them go on the law without a signature speaks volumes about the fact that he might not be totally in support of them, but he knows that there were strong positions taken by the General Assembly.
The governor did veto a bill altering how the Anne Arundel County School Board is selected. It's his second veto of the session. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.